Good morning, everyone. This is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center at Utah State University. High and dry the rest of this week and over the weekend, but changes early next week may finally spell an end to this extraordinary midwinter dry spell we've had. For today, mostly sunny. We can see a bit of haze build up in the northern valleys like the Wasatch Front and the Cache Valley as weak inversions have formed. Highs today, 48 to 55 for valleys across northern and central Utah, and 55 to 65 down south, except we could approach 70 down around St. George. Tonight, mostly clear, except patchy valley bottom fog in the north, like the Bear River Valley and the Cache Valley bottom. Lows generally 22 to 32 for most valley locations, except 25 to 35 down south. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, outside some haze buildup again along the urban Wasatch Front and Cache Valley. Temperatures will be a bit warmer, mostly 50s across northern and central Utah, and 60s to around 70 in the south. Thursday night and Friday, clouds may move into far southern Utah with a slight chance for sprinkles or light showers, mainly in the mountains there. Weak inversions will remain across the north. It'll be quiet this weekend, but by Monday, clouds will thicken up as the first in a hopefully long series of storm systems approaches Utah. We could see valley rain, then snow, and mountain snow by Tuesday, although amounts and locations are up in the air right now. A second storm system may move into the state late next week. Stay tuned. Once again, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center, and enjoy your day.